Each year, the IBRC calculates what it calls the leading index for Indiana. It's a measure of the state's economy, which places the most weight on the sectors upon which Indiana is the most dependent, like manufacturing and transportation. And though it's not as broad-based as some national reports, Director of Economic Analysis Tim Slaper says the report shows the state's future is uncertain at best.
I can't say when we're going to get a nice, good shot in the arm. Economic output has been fairly anemic in terms of its growth rate. And so to be able to predict that in 6 months we're going to see things roaring back is really difficult to, well, I'd love to be able to say that, but I don't see it in the numbers, and I don't think other economists see it.
Slaper says the report could have an impact on the upcoming budget session of the Indiana General Assembly. Bloomington State Representative Matt Pierce says it will, but likely only to confirm what most lawmakers were already bracing for.
I think most legislators are operating under the assumption that the economic growth is going to be pretty limited. I mean, we're hoping there's a little bit of an uptick we're seeing, so that might be helpful, but we really don't expect there to be, a huge uptick. We kind of hope we might be surprised and get one, but I think everyone's thinking that the next budget is going to have to be based on a pretty stagnant economic outlook.
One positive, Slaper says, is that auto dealers say they are seeing pent-up demand, meaning once consumer confidence increases, those who have waited a year or more to buy a new car could hit showroom floors by the droves. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.